Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled Following Christ.
Everywhere he leads me, I would follow on. Down in the valley with my Savior I would go, where the flowers are blooming and the sweet waters flow. Everywhere he leads me, I would follow, follow on, walking in his footsteps till the crown be won. Follow Jesus anywhere, everywhere I would follow on. Follow, I would follow Jesus everywhere he leads me, I would follow on. Down in the valley with my Savior I would go, where the storms are sweeping and the dark waters flow. With his hand to lead me, I will never, never fear.
I cannot fear.
Danger cannot fright me if my Lord is near.
I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below, anywhere without him, dearest joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus, I am not afraid.
Anywhere, everywhere, fear I cannot know. Or anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Down in the valley or upon the mountain steep, close beside my Savior would my soul ever keep. He will lead me safely in the path that he has trod, up to where they gather on the hills of God.
Follow,
I would follow Jesus anywhere, everywhere I would follow on.
Follow,
I would follow Jesus everywhere he leads me, I would follow.
Several times in the Gospel according to Mark, in fact, there are 21 times the word appears that someone followed someone, but most of the occurrences refer to someone following the Lord. There is a time to follow him, and these are days that we want to follow him. There has never been a day when we would not want to follow him. However, if you get in the flesh, if you're backsliding, then you're not willing to follow him. You want to go your own way if you're backsliding. So that's when you don't want to walk in the Lord's way. That's when you think you're following him too closely or too soon. It's not ready. It's not time for you to. That's the attitude of one who is backslidden. In the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verse 18, the Lord Jesus speaks to two who are casting their nets after having, they're mending their nets, having been fishing. And the Lord says to them, follow me. And the scriptures tell us in Mark 1:18 that straightway they took their nets and followed him. And he doesn't stop with that, for he goes on and gets others, and they follow him. Mark 1:36, Simon and they that were with him followed after him. Then in Mark 2:14, and as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom, and said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. Another occurrence. It came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, and there were many that followed him. So notice here who's following him. These who are in need of the direction that he is going, these who are in need of the help that he has to offer. Publicans and sinners follow Jesus. These had been on a path themselves. They had seen where their steps had taken them, and now they hear of this message from heaven, and it was a blessing to them, and they want to follow Jesus. You know, when you get tired of your sin, miserable about your sin and about yourself and the choices you've made, the Lord Jesus is there. Turn to him, follow him, look to him, receive him, believe on him. Turn from your way unto him, and you will find the thirst of your soul being satisfied. The hunger in your soul will be satisfied when you turn to follow the Lord Jesus. In the Gospel according to Mark, further we see in verse 24, Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. So he starts with two and tells them to follow him. John the Baptist came preaching. He came preparing the way of the Savior, the Lord. Then when he does come, he points people to Christ, and he wants them to know that he, John, is not the Christ, but here is the Lamb of God. Follow him. Now think of that, friends, the Lamb of God. What is a lamb? When you think of the picture of a lamb in the scriptures, one who is to be sacrificed, killed all the day long, dying daily unto self, living only unto the Lord. We follow him. We leave the world behind. We walk in the light of his glorious presence. What a joy. What a joy it is to follow him. He was going to the cross. And I noticed also in this list of times when the disciples were following the Lord, there was one occurrence where they followed him and they were afraid as they followed him. As he went to the cross, he had told them, Follow me, and I will make you to be fishers of men. They were following him, going to the place of sacrifice. When we follow the Lord, it is not for us to get glory unto ourselves, but it is for us to be bringing glory unto our Heavenly Father. Follow him. Your path, my path, will lead us far from God. But if we put our feet on God's path and follow him, our lives will count for now and for all eternity. We'll not regret the end of that journey. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.